Hi, it's your girl, Mommy Darren.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we amplify conversations one thought at a time.
Okay. Why didn't you say it out loud?
No, because I'd let you guys do your thing, you know?
Guys, long awaited episode, long awaited guest, we know. We know what?
It's time! As they would say in festive seasons, it's time!
We have the king of the two on my right hand side. You say, you're right. Do you want to say hi?
Yo, it's good, my people, man. It's your boy, Ken the Kizzy.
Ken the Kizzy. You so like hip hop.
We don't really want.
Ken the Kizzy.
Ken the Kizzy today.
That's true.
I think, according to the outfit, I think he's available. You know what I'm saying?
That's not who we invited on the couch.
Yeah, we didn't really invite King Omar.
We wanted the soft hearted.
The soft one is Monday to Wednesday. Thursday, key weekend.
Wow.
It's December.
Okay, he'll come out eventually.
Yeah,
eventually.
He will. As the episode gets into it, everyone, their soft side comes out. It's okay to cry, by the way.
Yeah, people have cried, yeah.
We cry every week.
maybe tears of joy.
No.
Or tears of laughter with me.
Tears of healing.
Are you winking? Please, put him away. Hide him here. Hide King Omar here. We're going to begin with a live update session just to clue you in on how the episode runs. It's a live update. And so you tell us whatever, you know, what's happening in your life right now. I know you just completed your first 7-day stream. How was that? What's next? What are your plans for the new year? All of that stuff.
I know, but that's girl chat. Why are you skipping into girl chat?
Sorry. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Blessed to be in the position that I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like lately I've just been appreciating a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To avoid from,
what
like,
in particular?
Just in life in general, just looking at the small things and be like, yo, that's dope. And that's cool, you know? Not trying to focus on, like, too many big goals.
Oh.
A lot of the small achievements.
When did you realize that it's important to celebrate small wins? I think this is a conversation that we've had
before.
Yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah. When we did the whole 7-day celebration thing.
Really?
Yeah, that was really cute, you know?
That's so cute.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I genuinely didn't think that that was, like, worth celebrating until y'all did it.
Until you were celebrators.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, this is actually cool.
Yeah.
And it's actually, like, and I sat down, I thought, actually really cool that I did 7 days, you know?
Exactly. You did do a 7-day stream.
Yeah. So,
you had amazing guests.
Yeah. So, I feel like, me personally, I wouldn't have celebrated it ever. I was just going to be like, shit.
Well,
maybe focus on the things. Like, you know what Drake said? He's like, it's just always about, like, figuring out how you did it and what you did wrong when you were doing it just so you can better it. And that's how I kind of, like, moved for the last years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually looking at the shit like, oh, I actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
More focusing on, like, what we did
What can we do better?
Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, which isn't a bad way necessarily to look at it. But sometimes it's good to just woosah, sit and, like, okay, I did it, you know, after all of that. Because as somebody who had like some personal insights into the 7-day stream, it was hard work, you know, and it was quite stressful work. So to sit down and just breathe
and say that I did it
and say you did it.
Yeah.
But how was the experience overall, minus the ups and the downs? How was the experience?
I feel like it was something really cool because like, I feel like also for the last few years, I haven't really done anything new and challenging. I always kind of worked on something that I knew and tried to amplify it, which is this was so something totally different that I haven't done before. And instead of like, and I also actually didn't actually do it in a small manner. I actually took a big leap and did six hours every day, which is kind of something more hectic.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, I think it was really dope. Yeah. The whole experience was dope. Yeah,
I think that's like also a lovely way to approach something new. It's like do it big for the first time. Like just jump in
and you will find it.
That's
the shit what we did with Thought Digest. We just went all the way in.
Now like, you guys got a big podcast and everything.
You see.
One of the biggest in the country.
You see.
On Shopify and on Spotify and everything.
All of that stuff.
So I guess it's important. But I guess we've learned a lot. Imagine just in the life update, in your life update, a lot was learned.
Mm-hmm.
Kai, what about yours?
What's my life update? Ooh, Vlogmas is going really well.
Really?
I know some people didn't believe in me.
I didn't.
Both these people sitting
I
on this
personally chair. Didn't.
No, you don't. You can't blame us, though.
Okay, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's just that now, you know, I did it. I'm doing it. I'm on the second week of Vlogmas, and I've already got content scheduled for the next week. So it's a really successful Vlogmas. It's my first successful Vlogmas. I've tried every year, I think, and then 3 days,
maybe every 3 months, even.
And then you just, and then you just like dip.
Yeah. So like December has been really personal for me. I think throughout the year, we'll talk about this later on when we talk about self doubt and all of that.
Yeah.
But this year has been really mentally challenging just because there are so many things that made me second guess my craft, made me second guess how much I'm putting out there and whether it's enough. And December is really personal. Like, I'm proving a point to myself that I can do it. I can post something every day. And I have every day. And all the content that I've posted is doing extremely well, you know, especially short form. And it's all a testament to my versatility. There's fashion, there's beauty, there's lifestyle. There's people are falling in love with my vlogs, the short form vlogs and the long form vlogs, actually. There's, how did I say, beauty, skin, lifestyle, fashion. What else?
Hair.
Yes. I was saying this to Umar the other day that, like, I'm actually a little bit, not bummed, but like it's a scary little, you know, fact that hair is becoming one of my niches just because I have such a love-hate relationship
with my hair.
And that's what people want to see all the time. They want to see the tutorials. They want to see the products that I use and all of these things. But I'm happy to have found like what people all have discovered throughout the year, what people really love. So yeah, I'm good. The point that I wanted to prove to myself this December, I'm actually proving it. And I'm proving it to you guys.
Yeah, we've been proved wrong. Yeah. I won't apologize until next year. She can keep it up for another 2 weeks.
She was already planning on giving up. She was saying, it ends on the 15th or something. I don't know.
No.
I don't know if we can give that to her.
No, when I'm does it end? All the way.
Tell her 30th.
All the way.
Okay, this is a Thought Digest exclusive. I'll only be creating until the 15th. When I go home, I'm not shooting anything new. So everything that you're going to see is pre-shot.
Shot. Okay, that's fair. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's what I mean.
That's great planning.
How you doing?
I think I'm okay for me. Shame. I was trying to consistently vlog and then I stopped, but this is just technical issues. Yeah. I have so much footage on my phone to upload.
Yeah.
I have 2 episodes of Mommy and Mom that are sitting.
2 more episodes.
That I just
literally and people loved the first one.
Right, and the episodes are just chilling because like something is wrong with my Apple ID. So the software I used to edit, I uninstalled it because it was giving me issues. And then now when I tried reinstalling it, nothing. I can't download any app at all on both my phone and my MacBook because of something.
So you can't airdrop the footage to somebody else?
Who else?
You can get it. Yeah, you can get get someone to edit it for you. Yeah.
Get someone to edit for... Okay, yeah. I'll try that option because I really wanted to post an episode this week.
Yeah.
And, like, my storage is running out. I need to post everything. Like, there's so much on my phone.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been inconsistent for the past 2 weeks. I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah. And then in terms of a lot of things... When Omar was talking about, like, not seeing how much you're doing and how much you're accomplishing and all that, I was having a conversation with Dumi. Guys, we went to Dark and Lovely. I can't believe Kaya didn't mention that. Anyways, we went and we saw Tyler in Pretoria. We had, like, it was a whole experience. It was so dope. And I was having a conversation with Dumi in the car. And she was basically talking about how difficult this year has been and how quiet it's been for her this year. How she can only count the number of brand deals she got in one hand. And I'm like, oh, hey, we relate. We've got to. It's because we needed to, I guess it was a lot of like, we needed to it's no longer enough to just do the bare minimum because there's so many other content creators out there. Yeah. So we need to do better, amplify and everything like that. And I was talking to her about it. I was like, yo, and same, bruh, I feel like I'm not posting because she's like, what you mean? I see you every day of my time. Like you post it because I'm like, am I? But to me, because I didn't achieve and do everything I'd set out to do, I feel like I did nothing. I'm doing nothing, you know.
You guys are birds of a feather. Birds of a feather.
So like I really don't be seeing what I've done. Like I'll feel like I may have posted a video this week, but because I didn't post 2 other videos, I'll feel like the whole week was like a waste, you know. So Yeah, so that's what, like, that was what, like, that's my life update. That's what's been going on. Everything is good, man. Everything is okay.
Mentally, emotionally. Like,
I'm at peace. Oh, so juicy. I had a conversation with my father, actually, since the last time we spoke. I actually hit him up and I said, hey, I'd like to have breakfast so we can talk.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the conversation was I wanted to know where we stand. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I remember I was telling my mom, I was like, bruh, life is so unpredictable and anything can happen. I want to know that if, God forbid, you passed away, I could call my father. Mm-hmm. So I want that to be, like, clear for me, you know. If I can't call him, that's okay. If I can, that's okay, but I don't want to be debating with those emotions while I'm grieving, you get me? You know, I just wanted clarity in that situation. So I called him to have a conversation with him, and we didn't necessarily, because I wasn't calling him to rehash the past, because God has already healed me from that. So I don't really need to bring it up. I just wanted to see how we can move forward, you know, and how we can, like, be more involved forward. So yeah, so it was a good conversation and stuff. I personally,
what was the conclusion?
I guess the conclusion was, like, he has to be more present in mine and my sister's life. And I'm going to give him the opportunity to be present in mine and my sister's life. Meaning I'm going to let him know when stuff happens. If he chooses to ignore and chooses to not involve himself,
that's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
You know, I've done what I've needed to do. I've done my part.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. So I'm giving him a lot of olive branches, and it's up to him whether he takes up any of them, you know. And his wedding is happening this weekend. I don't think I'm going to go. Personally,
I have a qualm about that.
Not because of him.
Okay.
Not because of him, and I don't support the marriage and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's, to be fair, I haven't seen or interacted with that side of the family in more than 4 years. And I don't think a wedding is the best environment to be, like, bombarded with, like, a lot of, like, emotions with every single individual there.
Yeah.
You know, people will come to you and hug you and, like, that they love you.
Yeah.
And, like, I was telling Tato earlier, I was like, I'm battling with the fact I don't know whether family wants me in their lives because of they want me in their lives or because I'm mommy dearest. You know, do they want to say that, like, am I at that wedding because I'm my father's daughter? Or I'm at that wedding because we know a famous child? You know, so I don't want to deal with that. So I'm choosing not to go.
I have something to say about that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I think valid, right? Those concerns are very valid. And I think on this couch, we've discussed family quite a lot. And parent-child relationships a lot. And childhood trauma a lot. And just distance from certain sides of our family as well. We have. Which makes your reasoning valid. But I do think that building a relationship and being involved in each other's lives is a two-way thing. It may mean a lot to him that you're there, you know. Perhaps you don't, if you do get overwhelmed throughout the wedding, then you can communicate that with your father and leave, but you showed up, right? And I think a wedding to everybody is a big deal. You know, if you're getting married, your wedding is a big deal. And I know that he would love to see his daughter there, and if you weren't there, it would negatively impact the way that he moves forward and maneuvers your relationship. So it's about him. Yes, you have, like, those irky family members that are going to make it a bit much for you, but you always have the opportunity to just seclude yourself for a little bit, recoup, and then come back. But you're not there for them.
And then, and also another thing, like, when it comes to the whole, like, being mommy dearest thing, you know, it's also kind of unfair for you not to be there because you think, like, people just want to be around you because you're mommy dears. You get what I'm saying? Only because, like, as much as, yes, like, everyone is bound to, like, kind of like you more because you're well-known or because you have something or because of whatever the case may be. That's how natural human instincts are, you know? And if you decide, okay, cool, I want to forgive this certain group of people and I want to move forward with the fact that you can't still be thinking negatively towards them. It's already giving them, like, you know what? You guys are like this, so I'm not going to pull up. So you're already giving them the bad image, but you told yourself that, no, I'm going to move forward from this. So, you know.
That is counterproductive, actually.
Yeah.
okay, hey guys, this is why we come with our problems on this couch. Because the advice we get is too good. It's too good.
You're realizing something?
Yeah, no. I'll tell you guys. I'll text you, Kai. If
you said it's this weekend?
Yeah, it's Saturday. I think it's in 2 days. Goodness,
you don't have that much time to make the decision.
Yeah, because it's a traditional wedding, so I also need to like figure out attire and stuff.
Mm. You do have the Xhosa attire. You can wear that.
Yeah, but I need to get some for my little sister. If I choose to take us,
okay. I think that's it.
But then you know what we did?
Yes.
Though, so my grandmother is coming. So then, because I have so much space and stuff like that, I offered him that if any people need a place to sleep, if anyone needs a place to sleep, they can come sleep at our house. So he hasn't taken up the offer, but then I still extended that offer to show that I'm not like completely saying, I don't want to like hang out and chill with my family and stuff. It's just that like there's a lot of people, like, hey, who's Zima guys? Oh guys.
But I think it's lovely that you've shared that, because for me, I think it gives our audience proof that you're practicing what you're preaching. Because we did speak about parent-child relationships and doing our best to repair the relationships that we have with our parents. And you taking that initiative to repair that relationship, it actually shows our audience that it's possible to extend an olive branch to your parent if they're willing, you know? Mm. And thankfully, in Mpho's case, her father was willing to sit down and have that conversation, you know? And you never know, you know, if you change your approach towards your parent, you never know how they may respond. Sometimes the approach really matters, you know. A lot of African parents, the approach really, really matters. Yeah. So sometimes just taking that initiative and having that conversation, it may not end well like it has in this case, but just try.
Mm. You know, as long as you know you did your part.
Nah? Yeah, as long as you know that on my end, it's clear, you know, So anyways, I think we can go into our girl chat.
That was a nice life update, I think. Mm. Also, what excites me about this episode is that, like, people are going to get to hear, like, you know, the different sides. I think you put King Omar aside a little bit there. So
it depends on the topic. On the topic. If King Omar is not educated on the topic, he runs away, you know, and then the other nigga got to take care of it.
But King Omar ran away 15 minutes into the episode. So yeah,
this is too serious. Like, it's not for me, man.
Exactly. Okay, we can move into our girl chat. So in our girl chat segment, we have just a little conversation that leads up to the rest of the episode.
Okay.
But basically, the topic for the girl chat today is what we're leaving in 2024 and what our resolutions are for the new year.
Interesting. Yeah.
So first, let's talk about what we are leaving in 2024. Do you know yet, or do you want time to think?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll give him time.
Okay.
You'll remember eventually. I think what I'm definitely leaving in 2024, and guys, this is a big step for me, but like, I'm no longer going to cut people off without letting them explain.
That's a lot. That's a big step.
What's going on?
It's a big step. That's a big step.
I know. Okay. I know. It's a big step.
That's why, like, one mistake is done. Yo, Kai doesn't even give you a second chance. What's the second chance?
Even if you think about the mistake on...
You already...
She already planned the next day without you.
Goodness. So I think it was a defense mechanism to just immediately cut people off. But I'm realizing that people deserve a second chance. Mm-hmm. You know, they deserve the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people aren't as malicious as we think they are. Mm. Sometimes it's a genuine mistake. Or sometimes, you know, like we've mentioned before on Thought Digest, that uncommunicated expectations is premeditated resentment. Mm. So if I don't communicate my expectations of somebody and they don't meet those expectations or they disappoint me, I immediately resent them. But that was something that was already in the back of my mind when I didn't communicate my expectations. So a lot of the reasons why I cut people off this year is because of things they didn't even know they did wrong. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did the wrong thing, they made the mistake, and I just cut them off. I didn't communicate with them.
Some of them, they don't even know they cut off.
Like, that's true. That is true. There are so many people that don't know they're cut off. Like, do you understand how scary it is to be like Kaya's friend? Because if she doesn't talk to you, you have to
You have to
touch and be like, you know, other friendships, even if you don't talk to a person, you're cool. With Kai, you just need to make sure, like, if I cut off, are we okay?
You send a message, she takes too long to answer, like, hey, what's going on? What did I do?
If I cut off.
So, wait. So I'm definitely leaving that in 2024 and actually being more intentional about my friendships and my relationships. Yeah.
So does that mean for the people that you have already cut off that didn't know why they cut off?
Yeah.
Are you going to revisit those relationships? Yes. Okay.
It's about to be interesting. Okay. Yeah, man.
Okay. No, I'm very excited to see that because some of the people in the instances in which she cut them off, her reasonings are valid.
Yeah.
But I feel like explaining those things to those people so that they know that you didn't appreciate them doing that. Because I don't think people are entirely evil the same way I don't believe people are entirely good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was also just always... I think the issue with me is when I create a relationship with somebody, I'm just waiting for you to mess up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm appreciative of the times that you are good to me, but I'm just waiting for the day that you're bad so you can get out. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's also just the mindset that I maneuver with in friendships and relationships like that. And that's why it's easy to cut them off because Vele,
you're going to disappoint me. I was just waiting to TikTok.
What are you leaving?
So I wrote a list of things.
Damn.
It's not a lot, guys. It's not a lot. They make it like my things aren't as deep as they are, well, as Kyle's.
Yeah.
First is procrastination.
Ah.
I'm leaving behind procrastination in 2024. I feel like a lot of unachieved and unattained goals stemmed from me procrastinating there.
Yeah. But question, how do you let go of procrastination?
Just do it, yes. So I'm just getting into the habit of when I think about it, I do it.
Yeah.
Don't think about it and say, I'll do it at 2 o'clock. Yeah. I'll do it at 3 o'clock. You'll end up not doing it.
Yeah.
The moment you think about it, exercise, doing it. Same with like ideas. Whatever it is I have an idea about, I think about it, I go into and doing it, you know, because procrastinating just prolongs what you're going to start anyways. Yeah. And yeah, it really isn't worth it.
Also, procrastination is a lack of discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So, and then two, it's inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving that in 2024. Also, another thing that attributes to me not achieving all my goals is because of procrastination and inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, it's people. Hmm? I don't know why I wrote this.
The complete opposite of mine. Mine is like low-key bringing people back.
She's leaving. She's like, I'm
leaving. So, like, funny enough, like, I wrote this. I'm like, because I wrote this, like, when he sent the topics in the morning. And I'm thinking, I'm like, people? Which people?
Yeah.
I guess for me, I'm different from you. You are quick to cut off. I hold on for too long.
Ah, okay.
So I hold on to people for too long. Like, with me, you have a 20th chance.
Who's the first person that comes to mind when you're thinking of leaving people in 20?
Yo, don't name drop.
I'm not going to name drop people. I'm
subscribe to the memberships.
I'm not going to name drop people. I'm leaving a friend behind.
Okay. A friend that I know.
Yes, maybe. And when I'm saying I'm leaving this friend, I'm not leaving them as in like I'm cutting them off.
Yeah.
It's
you're no longer putting as much energy.
Yeah. Like I've noticed it's that what is this thing that you love saying? Like when you have expectations for uncommunicated expectations for people and then you end up having resentment for them.
Yeah.
So I guess because of like how I'd always treated this person and I've always navigated my life with this person and put this person first, I expected the same thing from them. I expected a certain level. And like there are certain things that I'm just like, I don't think this thing should be a problem. This thing should be a thing we communicate if we're friends, you know? So I've had conversations about those things. We've had conversations about it. Like, no, we'll do better, we'll move forward.
Yeah.
But I think certain people you just outgrow. Like, you know, like we experience different things, we navigate life differently, and it's okay to not be as close anymore. You know, I still love you to bits. But I'm not going to force a friendship.
Okay.
You get me? So I'm leaving people. Who else am I leaving? I guess that goes for everyone. Like anyone who I'm just like at the point where I'm just like, I've already communicated this hurt. I've communicated how you've hurt me. I've given you so many chances. And you are very well aware. I'm not going to have leniency anymore. Like. Just leaving you behind for my peace. I'm at so much peace when I don't deal with those people. So rather leave them. And then The fourth one is financial instability. I break that chain in the name of Jesus. I break financial instability in the name of Jesus. I am leaving.
Why is this one so deep for you?
I am leaving that thing in 2024.
Is it because you realize that this year you're a little bit irresponsible?
Not necessarily like I was irresponsible. What irresponsible patience? Oh, no, yes. No, but that was once, Kyle, with you. We were both irresponsible that day.
Oh, guys, wait, I don't count.
Both, what did you guys get?
We didn't get anything.
Like, literally, we spent...
We just
2.5.
We spent
just
too much money.
The two of us at a restaurant. Mama Samba needs to do better with their prices.
It's not Mama Samba. Please don't blame anybody but us, bro.
That's that day, man.
No, it's not that day.
It is that day.
It's not that day.
It's that day.
It's that day?
Yeah.
No, it's not that
Which day.
Oh, no, she doesn't know. She left.
So I don't
know.
They
were Tari and Celeste.
Yes. So you guys went and did more crazy.
She spent more.
What? Actually, it's all about me making reckless decisions.
No. At the time, it wasn't reckless. It was reckless for you.
No.
It wasn't reckless for me.
To be fair.
She needed to do that. That's what she's trying to say. She's like, I was going through it. I had to.
I had wild out.
Yeah.
Something had happened.
Personally, for me, I guess, to be fair, I was helping her. No, but that was like one time. But I feel like I've been very good with my money this year.
Okay.
If I was really, I would have went like to Cape Town 3 times this year.
Yeah.
If I was like financially, bruh, we used to be so financially reckless.
I remember how many times he's been to Cape Town this year.
Bruh, do you know Omar used to call day before at night and say, guys, let's go to Cape Town tomorrow, and I'll be like, bet. And then I booked my flight that night.
And you know how expensive flights are the night before.
You book your flight. I remember there was a time we didn't even have accommodation until the morning. So the flights were booked. And we were booking flights as like, I dare you. If you book a flight, I'll book a flight. Okay. We book flights like that.
Money, this monopoly, it's not monopoly money.
And then in the
money.
Morning, we meet at the airport, we're like, how does accommodation look?
By the time
we learned, they would have accepted our approval.
It was crazy. It was so crazy.
It was itchy. The pockets were itchy.
The pockets were heavy.
But I think now in adulthood, like, you gotta ignore the itch.
Think about it. I don't even think it's an ignoring thing. I feel like now that my money has so much responsibility, when I think of doing something else, I'm like, oh my God, I'd rather pay electricity.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy water.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay for rent.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I wanted to go watch a movie yesterday with my whole family, and I was checking the price and it was like 1.2.
Yeah.
I'm like, 1.2 to see Moana? Rather I take that 1.2 and do something that makes sense. So I gave my sister money so she can go do her hair because she needs her hair done. She's a girl. It's December.
Yeah.
I gave her money to go do her hair. You rather add more groceries.
Yeah.
So financial instability, I am leaving you here.
You anything?
Actually, like, I feel like men and poor actually have, like, a little bit of, you know what I'm saying?
When I said you guys are birds of a feather, you guys are birds of a feather.
That's why we're connected by the same person.
The opposite of both of you guys.
Opposite of checking in.
I guess.
So, yeah, the financial thing also is a very big part of me.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I just be spending without thinking, really. Especially if I really want something, I just like, cool. You know, and what kind of kills me about the spending is if I have this ideology is like if I go to a place, let's say I go to a store right now and I see something I want and I see someone is selling it for like let's say 7K, I'm like, oh, that's expensive. Okay, cool. I leave. If someone has to show you to me for 6.5, I'm like, dog, that's a good deal.
That's
I gotta
real.
Get there.
That's well, so real.
I don't even really need it.
Real.
But because I feel like that's a deal that I'm gonna miss out on, let me get it.
Same.
Like, I remember when we were grocery shopping, I'm like, I'm just looking, okay, deals. Like, oh, 3 Cokes for this. I'm like, let's get the 3 Cokes.
And I'm like, we don't need three Cokes.
But it's like, it's on special, though. Think about it. Tomorrow we might need another Coke. And then, so that's what I have to kind of get rid of and just, like, plan money better.
Yeah.
And one thing that I would say I'm blessed for is that and money always comes. As long as, although I have that ideology of like, I think it's gonna come back, I'm glad that it actually does come back because
so
if it didn't,
we would be broke. Same. I think Guys, roll back to the clip where we're talking about like money a while back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I spend because I know it'll come back inside. Mm. Literally, I had that same ideology. Like,
I've never had that.
Money flows. It goes out, it comes in. It's life.
You gotta move
I
like that.
I was going to tell you, why save? If I die tomorrow, what's it going to do? I don't got kids. I'm
going to... What the heck? I'm the complete opposite. I will hold on to that money for a very long time.
My ideology of also saving is like, make big money to save it. I never believe in saving small money. Like, okay, let's say...
You guys are so similar.
Let's say if I make a consistent amount of money every month, I won't say, okay, cool, let me take a portion and save it. Nah, I'll say, okay, cool. Let's say I have a big-ass brand deal.
Yeah.
Okay, when that money lands, I'll save it.
Yes.
But same. Everything else...
Same.
We eat it.
Same. We go chop.
Yeah, yo.
Everything else, we go chop.
Yeah.
Keeping that in 2024.
Yeah, like, just have a better, like... I wouldn't say understanding of money, but like a better of like, don't just recklessly do stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Another thing also that I'm leaving this year is the idea of doing things alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and the idea of like, I wouldn't say not needing people, mm-hmm. but not letting people shine in their departments. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because like, I know with like me when it comes to like shooting or all this other stuff, as much as I'm having a shoot or like I'm planning something, I try to involve myself in everything.
Mm.
Just everything. And I never let people do their thing.
Job,
and even if they have to do their thing, I'm gonna be there with them. Okay. You did like, okay, change this. Edit this. I should like just okay, you do your thing.
Yeah.
You'll get better with time, you know? Yeah. And the year before actually, I let go of doing things with friends. You know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, the year before, I also used to only, like, my friends, my close circle, I was like, my editor is my friend, my this is my friend, blah, blah, all of that. And I let go of that. Not fully. Some of them are still thinking. But I did let go of a huge gap of that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I want to fully let go of that mm-hmm. and kind of have, I wouldn't say professionals do it, but someone that doesn't have a personal relationship with me.
Mm.
So much so that I can kind of...
Correct them when
you yeah, like kind of shine in the department of leadership.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to tell your friend like, oh no, this is what you're doing is not right, or do it like this. It gets too personal.
Yeah.
And I want to avoid having that. I just wanted to be like, yeah, like even if me and Jay have a fallout, it's like, dog, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah, it's
you
cool.
Know, we're working together. The only thing you get your check and you're out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another thing I do want to leave. And a lot of things that Mpo actually said, like inconsistency, all those things. It's just like, in my mind, it's just that. I don't believe that it will just be let go.
Mm.
You know, I don't believe that, like, me entering a new year will let go of those things. I just feel like I have to kind of...
Practice it.
Not even practice it, but introduce something new in my life mm-hmm. so much so that it helps the old habits die out.
Mm. What would that something new be?
Like, let's say about being procrastinating.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to say I'm going to stop procrastinating with my videos and stuff like that, it's going to be extremely hard because it kind of became second nature and it has worked. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if I say, okay, cool, I'm going to introduce something new, maybe like going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I don't really go to the gym mm-hmm. like that. So, it's like, I'm going to go to the gym and for the gym, I'm not going to procrastinate. Because my mind will be challenged to have the discipline to constantly go to the gym. And it's something
it's
new, so it doesn't have, it's going to be easier for me to be like, oh, I'm going to put the same mentality to my other stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Gym is a great way to build discipline. I remember when I would go to the gym, I was most productive. Because usually it makes sense for you to gym first thing in the morning. And it's a great way to wake up your mind and your brain and to awaken your senses and to refresh you for the day. I think the gym is an excellent way to get the day started. Because your mind is also gymming as well.
Everything is like working
out. Everything is working out. And you feel like you can conquer the world. Once you carry those weights, you feel like I can carry everything.
Yeah.
So I think introducing the gym. I also want to introduce the gym in the new year. Actually.
Same.
Well, reintroduce. I have this horrible habit of going to the gym consistently. And then when I achieve my goal,
I
freeze my membership.
Like for me, I literally got like exercise and clothes from Shein because I didn't have running shoes. So I got two types of running shoes. I have three different types of like gym clothes.
Yeah.
Because I bought those things saying that, okay, every time I see those running shoes, I'm gonna remember I was run.
Yeah. Mm.
But then like lately it's been too hot, guys. Like even at 6 a.m. Like I remember
it's true, guys. Right now we in Madrid, it's 35 degrees.
Like I literally woke up today, I think. I woke up today I got dressed, I stepped outside, I felt the heat, I went back inside, and I sat on my bed. It was too hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's, so then, okay, that is a part of, so we'll say that's a goal for next year. Yeah. What are your other goals for next year?
What are my goals for next year? I think, ooh, I've got like, oh, okay, yes. For next year, I'm still, I think I'm still moving on the proving a point momentum. So I think next year is also very personal. Again, I'd like to believe that I'm a very versatile person, mm-hmm. versatile creator. There's very few that I cannot do, mm-hmm. few things that I cannot do. And so next year, I want to leverage all of that versatility. So mm-hmm. I want to have, should I say it now? No, you guys will see.
Nah, don't say it.
Yeah, let me not say it.
You'll tell me when the cameras are
closing. Yes, I will. But next year for me is all about cementing my versatility as a creator, as an individual altogether. Just letting people know that I'm not just this, I'm also that, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm this, and I'm that. Yeah. And then you've seen...
You'll know what I go through.
Oh, goodness. And I think you've seen glimpses of it. Like, you've seen a little bit of acting here. You've seen podcasting here. You've seen... You know, fashion over here.
Dancing.
Like,
are you gonna go back into dancing?
Yes, I am. Okay. And I feel like, and that's those little things are skills. Like also drawing. I've spoken about drawing and painting. Those are skills that you have to hone through continuous doing. And I stopped dancing for a very long time, so I'm basically like Omar Part Two now.
I've been practicing.
Oh, please. And I stopped drawing for a very long time. So now it's very difficult to get my hand back into, you know, the swing of things. I haven't painted in a long time. So all of those muscles, I'm going to be working. Let me just say that. I'm going to be working all of those muscles in 2025.
Yes, you got a busy year, eh?
Yeah.
What do you have in store for your 2025?
I don't know. I think the one thing is that I'm just gonna be doing a lot of stuff, but at the same time, I just wanna, when us as YouTubers, the beauty that we have is that you don't have to be doing a specific thing, or you don't have to be kind of
you don't have a niche.
Yeah, you don't need to have a niche to like live off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna kind of have. I don't wanna say a niche, but I wanna understand what the King Omar brand is for, you know, and it doesn't have to be one specific thing, but all the categories that I kind of have, I want to kind of amplify them so people are like, I'm known for it, you know, because there's even like a whole different, like, I'm not going to mention like names and stuff, but it's certain brand deals now that I've received for some of the, what you call it, attributes that I do in my thingy. But like, I've only probably did one or two videos around that. So it's like, I understand, but like, I could have done way more. Like, other time, some other guy approached me and he was like, yo, I've seen your videos, bro. And it was like an Indian guy. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. What are you watching?
Yeah.
He's like, no, you do like gaming content, right? I'm like, I do gaming content.
Yeah.
Shit, I do that. Yeah. That is me. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, yeah, bro, shout out to you, bro. I've been watching your gaming stuff, blah, blah. That's really cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, shout out. And I'm just thinking, like, the people who would follow me for gaming
stop feeding them that.
Them niggas came for 1 week, and since,
they've
just been watching that content over and over again.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I still do game.
Yeah.
But I just don't create.
You don't film anymore.
I don't create content around. It's just like, I found it most like, I'm relaxing, I'm gaming.
You know what's so crazy? In my beginning of my YouTube journey, I actually wanted to do gaming content.
Yes, I remember.
Because I'm obsessed with gaming, guys. Mm. I love gaming. It's just that I can't afford it. Gaming content is very expensive. It's very expensive. Yeah. To have like the whole setup, to have the hard drive.
Gaming and streaming stuff.
But I don't even have a camera. I'm trying to get a camera, a small beginning camera.
It's telling
me to get like a whole...
I need
150,000 to be a gaming content.
Nah, you've been dramatic. That's dramatic.
Bruh, like the software and stuff, because I love gaming, guys. Mortal Kombat. Mm. I want to learn how to do Fortnite. Fortnite just stresses me out because it's like driving. You need to be able to do a lot of things at once. Yeah. No, Fortnite. Oh,
no, but Fortnite is easier than thinking even what you call it, Call of Duty and stuff. So Fortnite is dope. Trust me, you're going to enjoy Fortnite.
So I'm trying to go into that, like Fortnite and stuff. The only game that I know that I eat it up every single time is Mortal Kombat.
And I just download Mortal Kombat.
So I eat it up every single time. We should do like a streaming game where we play Mortal Kombat. Oh my God, I eat it up every time. Yeah. So I wanted to go into, but I stopped. The idea died because I was like,
just save up for it. It's not that much. Not as much as you think. Just that it's difficult to let go of that much money at once.
Yeah. You see, like,
it's not even that much.
It's a PlayStation 5.
Please, King Omar, please.
King Omar is wealthy. We are not wealthy.
I'm just thinking about it like that amount that you kind of used to spend on like the Cape Town trip, since you haven't done it in a while, you can just get a gaming PC.
But that's the thing.
But she also needs the mic. She needs the headphones.
All of those things are like small, small things.
No, the mic thing, and the headphone is not hard. The main thing is the PC box.
And the thing is, there's different levels to it. A lot of people don't know this. You know, people always think, PC box, 25K, 30K. No. Like, there's literally an entry-level one that can last you maybe, say, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can get it for 7-8K. You know, but the most advisable one to get is like around the 15K budget, 20K budget. But another nice thing about a PC is that you can always start small. Like my PC that I had for like about 2-3 years, I bought it first for 2.5 grand. And then the last thing when I left it, it was worth like 7K. But I bought a graphics card, I bought this, I built it back up.
To be a gamer, you need to like build up your system based on the type of games you have. Even the whole thing, like my ex was a gamer, so he brought me back into the gaming place. Yeah. Oh, it was nice, guys. I used to love going to his place so I could just game.
Just game.
Everything. He had everything. Mm. Everything. He had everything. goals. Wait, I also wrote down my goals.
Yeah. See that, Linda Mayak.
My goals. Share time, eh?
Yeah. No, this is me in the Uber. It's me in the Uber. These people are 2 hours late. They're supposed to have notes in their hands.
I told her I was going to leave her 3 times.
So, 100K subbies is my first goal. So, I actually finally want to work towards getting to 100K. Yeah. I feel like I haven't worked towards it.
And the thing is, you should be at 100K already.
Yeah, because it's really ain't that hard.
That's why I'm going.
Yeah, no, it really isn't that hard.
Even me.
The 2 weeks I was consistent now in December, I got 2,000 subscribers.
Crazy.
Of 3 videos. Three videos.
Yeah.
But it's not hard. So, yeah, 100K subbies.
Well, how much have you on now?
75.
Oof. Oh, you're gonna hit the 100K quickly.
Yeah, if I'm consistent, I can.
By March.
So it's supposed to be like March. So in March, I should come back and say, "Hey guys, I have 100K subscribers." So if you're here and you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, you know where to go. Go there. Don't just go there and subscribe. Go there, subscribe and watch. Thank you. And then third is for Thought Digest to bring it further, to go further. I don't know where. I just want. Yeah. I know the sky's our limit.
Yeah.
I want our limit.
Okay.
That's a goal.
I feel so bad.
That's a goal.
I didn't include that. I just.
Shame. Maybe I don't know. I got it for us. Like, I literally want it to be the sky's the limit. I actually want us to invest more, do more for this channel because I feel like we can do so much better and bring so much better for you guys. And to the point that I actually want us, if we ever do apply for the Best Podcast of the Year award, if we ever do that, we are actually a competitor and we're not just in the category. Yeah. Like,
I don't think. Personally, I would protest if you want to enter those best podcast of the year competitions. No offense to the SASMAS, but I don't think I would ever like agree to entering for the SASMAS.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest.
That's true. It is. The thing is, we are popular to our like we would never win. To be fair, mainly because like the people who win bring controversy. We are not a platform for controversy.
Y'all still could win, man. I believe in you guys, man.
I feel like we can cleanly. I think we can cleanly win if we're consistent and we do the most for this platform.
Because the one thing you guys must understand is that, you know, as much as being like the conservative side and all of that, people don't really. So they sometimes don't like supporting those places in a professional manner. You get what I'm trying to say? Because like when it comes to like award ceremony and stuff like that, the reasons why it's hard for other people's podcasts to kind of win is because there's no professional people kind of watching that. If you get what I'm trying to say.
Oh, you mean like...
So like, So, like, let's say now the SASMA's there, for instance.
Our audience is not SASMA voters.
No, I'm saying, like, your audience could be SASMA voters. And the other people's audience are probably, like, people who just like drama and conservatives.
Oh, to
and
be fair, our audience has buying power. I guess
exactly,
it's about voting.
Exactly.
I feel like our audience would vote for us.
If, yeah, especially if they're, like, I feel like, girls like have if, money, man.
Like, come if, on. Like, guys, if we enter, if, it's okay, to convince Kaya, if we enter, you guys must vote.
No, trust me, people are going to drop bags.
I want to be an award-winning content creator for Thought Digest. Yeah. I want Thought Digest to be an award-winning podcast.
Yeah.
Not necessarily SASMA or anything, but award-winning podcast.
Yeah, I'm definitely for being an award-winning podcast. It would just have to be an award that is based on actual work. Do you know what I'm saying? We have
quality of
we
work.
Have professionals, or we have people who are qualified to look
like
at
the
this category,
like the Oscars
and say
Grammys.
That yes, like the Grammys or the Oscars, people who are qualified to look at this category and say who has actually put the work in. You know what I'm saying? Who has actually made an impact in the digital community? Who has changed the narrative? Who has switched things up? Who has, you know what I'm saying, cemented themselves? Which podcast charted in their first week? Do you know what I'm saying? Look at those statistics. Don't tell me it's a popularity contest who got the most votes, nigga.
That's true. Our podcast, our podcast never had like a growing phase. Our first episode was growth. That's fair. That's fair. And it's thanks to all of you.
Those awards, not popularity. Who gets the most votes? 10 rand a vote. So, again, no offense.
Again, if we enter, you guys will vote. Thank you.
She's gonna collect that award.
Spend all your money, man. Drop the bag.
My next two goals are very simple. I just want to pass my honors and get my license.
Are you studying again next year?
Yes, she is.
Yes,
she's doing it again.
Yes.
This guy hates school so bad.
I don't want to be that guy.
No, like, don't want
to
be a bad guy.
I don't know how many times I've already spoken to her. But
yes, like
cool.
Every time I'm on the phone with Omar, which is like 3 times a year or something. Cool, every time he's like, have you dropped out yet? Guys, the call does not end.
I'm telling you.
He's my number one advocate for leaving school. I remember there was a time he's like, you still need to Uber because you're in school. Like, you still need to do this because you're in school. Because literally, it's like, if you're working.
The thing is, like, I know, like, my years could be, like, hectic, dog.
And to be fair, he's not wrong. The thing is, like, I have to believe there's a reason.
No, but also, because, like, not everybody has the blessing over their lives that you have.
Like, what?
Dude, like, you are called to do this thing. Like, this is your avenue. Do you know what I'm saying?
But
this is your gift. This is
look. Even with you, like, for instance, man, you guys told yourselves that, like, okay, cool. During the time when I was in school, it slowed me down with the YouTube level.
Yes.
Cool, sharp, no problem. You guys got your degrees. We're like, congratulations. Now, stop and push the stuff that could potentially make you. You're still doing a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Every time you guys do drop, people do like it. They do fuck with. The only issue that you guys face is that you guys are not consistent. Yeah. You take 3 months break, 4 months break, sometimes a year, and then after you guys want to come back. But even after your comeback, you're still relatively good numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Support.
So
and
as much
shows,
as
that's a sign, it's a calling.
Exactly.
That's a sign you also have.
You got to put your foot down and say the amount of effort that you guys put into school, every single day going to school, every single day studying, every single learning, put that same amount of effort into YouTube.
See, that's
after
why
you guys
I'm
got your degrees.
Procrastination and inconsistency. Because I feel like the reason why I'm unable to achieve both is because I procrastinate and I'm inconsistent on both.
Sometimes it's also because of the comfortability of a plan B.
To be fair, yes. Yes. To be fair, yes. Mm. But guys, I don't know what it is, ne? Okay, let me tell you something.
You didn't have to call us out like that.
No, he took call us. This is our podcast. But okay, to be fair, the reason why I'm going back, to be fair, ne? Is because I genuinely feel like there's a reason. I don't think I'm going to be an accountant. I don't think I'm going to be... I'm going to be a CA, but I don't think I'll be actively practicing that on a daily basis. Mm. Maybe I'll consult. I don't know.
Mm.
But the reason why I'm still pushing here is because the same way in content creation, it's been a God thing. Even in my CA journey, it's been a God thing.
Mm.
Like, I was rejected for my bursary, and I was like, oh my God, And I was accepted for many other things. I could have done anything. And I was rejected from my bursary. And I remember going to register at UJ. The day I went to register, I'd been accepted for chemical engineering and accounting. Mm. And I asked the guy, I was like, oh, what must I choose? Because I didn't care. I was like, choose any of them for me to register for. It's like register accounting. And I'd already been rejected for my accounting bursary, so I didn't care. And I registered accounting. And then 2 days later, in the middle of the, at 8 o'clock at night, I get a call and I'm like, oh, I know number, let me answer, which is rare. I pick up the phone and it's some white lady. She's like, hi, hi, Umpa, hope you well. Do you still want the bursary? We have it for you. Have you registered already? I said, yes. She's like, cool, that's good. I've just registered you for it. I've just done this. You don't have to buy. And funny enough, that call happened the day before I needed to buy my textbooks. You don't have to buy your textbooks. We'll get them for you. Everything, like everything was just planned out properly. And if I never got that call and I never went to UJ and I never stayed at Rez, I would have never been on a King Omar video. And if I'd never been on a King Omar video, I never would have been Mami Dearest. So everything just worked out the way it needed to, even this year when I failed. So in UJ, when you fail to repeat with my course, your honors, you need to fail by a certain standard. So not everyone who failed got the opportunity to repeat. So I failed and then they emailed me, they're like, you can repeat, and my bursary emailed me, we'll still fund you. That's still a God thing. Why is God still allowing me to continue? There has to be a reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
So Bonapambin,
we'll come back and we'll understand.
But is it possible to finish later on? I'm just asking. Is it possible to, like, okay, cool, I'm gonna do YouTube and content creation for 3 years, and after the 3 years, I'm gonna.
It's fully possible because, like, the people in my, I'm 21, like 22. The people in my class are like 26, 27. Because, like, to be a CA is a very long, like, it doesn't, like, it's not straight and narrow for people, you know? So it's always possible to come back, forever possible to come back. But I don't know what it is. I feel like, Oma, we will achieve our goals on this platform, on our personal platform, and on our personal lives. We will do it. God is big. God is good. We'll do it.
Guys, do we have time for the game?
Should we just go to the, let's go into the long topic.
Yeah, guys, unfortunately, we don't have time for the
Why
game.
Why not?
It's been an hour.
It's been an hour.
So, what's wrong?
It's been an hour. Our podcast is 1 hour, 30 minutes.
So, how long is the topic?
30 minutes.
Okay, it's up to you.
Do you want to play the game?
I don't mind. I mean, that would be funny to hear your accent.
Okay, we'll play the game.
Okay, let's just do one each.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We'll okay. She sent them to us.
The thing you sent it to me.
I didn't get it.
I got it. You got it.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, let me start.
How is he going to get it?
I didn't get it.
Ayo, did you send it?
Ayo's slow. They sent it to Ayo a long time ago.
Shout out Ayo Vlogs.
Long time ago.
Yo. Okay. Okay, guys, let me explain the game to you quickly.
Oh.
It's called the Voice Actor Challenge. So each of us have received a number of sentences that we're supposed to say to the rest of our, let me say, are we castmates? To the rest, to the other two, right? And the other two have to guess which accent that sentence was said in. Why are you laughing?
Because the one that sent me is again.
I love for Mike is behind the camera and she's so excited.
Bruh, she is because she's the one who gave us.
Yeah, I saw mine and I'm like, oh my goodness.
She's the one who gave us. Okay.
Who wants to start?
Okay, I'll start.
So, how, because like, it has to be a couple. How do you win?
You, if there are. So she's if, gonna say hers.
And if we get it in the first guess.
Yeah.
Okay, if you, whoever gets it first, gets a point. If you guys aren't able to guess my accent, I lose a point. How's that?
No, because you're supposed to guess you. So you're supposed to do it well. So if we guess it in the first go, you get a point.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you get 2 points. If we get it on the second go, you get 1 point.
Okay, awesome. Okay, that works. Okay.
If we don't get it, 0, right?
Okay.
Yeah, 3. We get 3 chances.
Okay.
So why are you laughing? I haven't even started.
She's even breathing.
Bro, I'm
still, yeah.
That's so crazy. Okay.
I'm going to do 1 or 2.
Let's do one.
It's very quick. Ay, caramba.
Nah, she's capping.
Wait. Can I read the line first?
Disturbing. You know when he disturbed you? Ibaki set you up. Yeah.
Ay, caramba, man. I just spilled the phone on my salsa and now I'm dirty, man. Oh, no. That's a wrong.
Okay, but I know it's Mexican.
Yeah, thank you.
She can have the point. 2 points. Because I heard salsa. So you were saying brother salsa.
The salsa saying.
I was gonna say Spanish. I was gonna say Spanish.
But at least it was along the same lines.
No,
so
because of the words.
Ay, caramba.
The words. I don't, guys. I'm
so bad at acting. This is how you know I don't have a future in acting. I have a future in reality TV, though. I'm just kidding. Okay, next.
Yeah, you do the thing.
Oh, my God.
I hope you didn't give her a UK accent.
Yeah, no, 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 she didn't. She
if
didn't.
You did,
yeah. She didn't.
That
she
was
didn't.
Cheating, yes.
Yeah.
Can I change the sentence to have, like, a clue word in it?
Say it.
Okay. I don't know how I'm gonna pop out for the weekend, like everybody.
Black American,
Harlem.
New York.
There we go, New York City.
Jackson.
Okay. I don't know where we got New York from there.
They say pop out.
That's
for
how
the
they
weekend.
Talk in New York.
I got 2 points.
Yo.
I hope he got like a Scottish something, a Australian something. Go ahead.
Yo, I don't know.
He looks so stressed.
The acting is playing in my head, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Nah, they're capping, yo.
Come on, please.
Yo, they're capping. Okay.
You're doing the thing that I do.
Oh, shucks. I just spilled my sweet tea all over my... no, that's not the one.
Australian?
No, not really. No, really. Hold on. I think...
Beach
the,
boy?
No, listen.
Okay,
I think that
your guess is
the
away
sentence...
Now. You only have one left.
The
one
sentence, man, will make sense. Not my accent. So
no, just kind of.
I'm going to do the accent, but the accent won't help
Okay,
listen to the sentence and then find out which type of people would say these type of things.
Okay,
you know
start again.
Hey, he was looking at me. Hey, he was asleep the whole time. Now he had Omar about the accent. He's still awake now. Okay, cool. Oh, shucks. I just spilled my sweet tea all over my favorite buckle belt. Now it's all sticky and sweet.
Cowboy. Texas. What? Alabama
accent. It's the one, because it's a southern country accent.
You don't get a point. She guessed, like, yo, she guessed hella time.
No, but, like, that's why I said, like, but doesn't count, because, like, I have to say the full thing. She guessed in between, because I laughed, so.
So, what? How many points
the first, you the first guess.
The cowboy, yeah. Alabama
accent. Well, what was your guess?
Cheating.
Did you even guess it?
I didn't have no guess. That was no accent. That was just his accent in a posh way.
His own posh accent. When he did belt, that's how I got
the second one, I'm going to kill it.
It's
because
he held here by the okay. Stop cheating.
No, the second one. The no, because the thing is, I didn't want, because the thing is, the other two are very easy.
So I wanted
to start with the hard one. Okay. And then,
for me, the Ay Caramba was the hardest one. Okay.
Please don't tell me you came to Jamaica.
Nah. Make una leave me alone.
Nigerian.
Yeah.
Done.
I didn't even finish the sentence.
Make you leave me. I want a Nigerian.
Make una leave me alone. I defined a solution for my person.
Baby girl, now come now. I go take care of you now.
Sweet treat.
I'm not lazy. I'm just on an energy saver mode.
Eh? Bando?
I'm not lazy, dude. I'm just on an energy saver mode.
Hippie.
Close.
Nomad.
I'm not. Who speaks like that?
I'm just on an energy saving mode.
It's not a hippie accent.
Oh, no, close. Dude.
It cannot be.
Come on, dude.
Oh, rockstar.
No, surfer.
Surfer
accent.
I'm not giving that dude. And they're not getting. And this is how they talk, guys. Energy saving mode.
Yeah, I'm not lazy.
Energy saving mode.
Dude. Rock on, dude.
Yeah,
I got 1 point.
So
two guesses.
I was sure.
So I got 2 points, right?
No, you're wrong.
I got two.
I
she got
three.
It on the first.
She has four.
Huh?
4-3-1.
That don't make sense. It's unfair because you didn't vote. You didn't guess.
The first Hefex extent, we guessed it on the first goal.
Yeah, but also I didn't have any guesses. She took. four.
I'm saying that you didn't guess.
Yes, I know. I didn't have any. Nigga, you weren't saying anything in an accent.
No, I said, but at least if you guessed one, at least I was gonna.
Okay,
you know.
But you
so
did.
I need at least 2 points minimum.
Bra, why do you need 2 points?
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, Rob.
You have 1 point.
So good, pass. Yes, so good.
If you do go great now, you'll have 3-3.
No, I need, and this is 2 points, 2 points each.
Yeah, yeah, cool, you have three. Yeah. If you get it.
Changing the rules.
I don't even know what's going on.
Changing the rules.
Shh.
Okay. Let me finish it, the whole sentence, man.
Okay.
Okay, let me finish the whole sentence.
Okay.
All right, cool, cool, cool. Guess, fam. No, one more time.
Why are you giving that?
No, because I wanted to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole thing.
Okay.
Guess, fam. I ate the whole pizza myself, bruv.
UK.
This is the UK.
Take your points. It's fine.
But he was so bad.
You know what's unfair about this? He's been practicing. Mm. He's been forcing me to do skits in that.
We're exposing each other, man. Okay.
Hey?
That's fine.
It's not an inside joke. He's been forcing me to do skits, like, when we're spending time together, so that he can practice his UK accent.
Okay.
And now, look.
On big YouTube, we're exposing. Okay.
The exposure.
So now I got 5 points now.
No, you got 3 points. So you
how,
get
bro?
You
said the first round is 2 points each, if you guys get it.
Listen.
Not 2 points. I told you.
Listen.
I told you. And you were just like nodding your head.
Stop it. Because if it's 2 points each, when you have five, which would I have 10 or something.
Exactly.
So listen. 2-3-3.
I'm doing the last
one. Well,
why am I
saying 2-4-3-3? Okay.
Which the last one was hard for me. I think I need to hear it first. If I hear it,
no, I must hear it.
I'm
in
able
your mind.
To. I'm not. I can't though.
I just spilled coffee all over my shirt.
Yeah, editor's gonna have a time, yo.
I just spilled some coffee all over my shirt.
My God.
Am I not as clear as day? It's not clear. I just spilled coffee. Some coffee.
Coffee? If you said
okay,
tea,
we'll
I was going to know.
England.
No, but coffee, England don't drink coffee.
You see, why would you see they're cheating? They're listening at the sentence. They're listening to the sentence and not
there is
my
no
words.
Accent.
No, there was no accent
there's
there.
There's no accent.
I just spilled coffee all over my shirt.
Shirt?
You know, at this point, I'm even going to ask Google to read this sentence
no,
in that accent.
No, you're cheating.
No, I just want to prove you, Guti. You all are the problem.
Sure. 0 points, yeah. We guessed three times
okay,
already.
Yeah,
0 points.
Sorry.
But you did guess. You said London or some.
Yeah, I didn't say London, my sister. I said England.
Yes, that's right.
Was it right?
No, almost.
Hey, you're up.
What is it?
What is it?
It's British.
British, yo. 0 points.
Yeah, Coach Master said zero, my brain.
What am I on? 3, 4.
Okay, I don't. Are you ready to continue?
I'm just gonna use all the wrong guesses so they can waste all the guesses.
What's happening with
nothing.
I just spilled coffee. Coffee?
She gets all the
wrong okay, what's the British so accent? Okay, give me a British accent.
Ma'am. Oh, British. Like that?
That's not British.
British. This is a British accent. Like that.
So say my sentence in a British accent.
Ma'am, you lost. Like, she's trying to prove so many points.
It's
like,
fine.
It's fine.
You don't gotta be competitive. You got 4 points.
Guys, mine
cool.
is so difficult. Don't laugh at me. Trying to be all grown up and stuff, but me trousers are still on the floor.
Indian.
No, and my breakfast is still in bed. It
but
sounds Indian.
You've been shaking your head.
Stop shaking my Brazilian.
Head. No, guys, stop kissing. I only have 1 point left here. Focus. But me trousers are still on the floor.
Is it Scottish?
Me trousers.
Irish.
0 points. It took you guys 4 guesses.
What? Colored?
Irish.
But it took 3
yo,
guesses.
I don't know
guesses.
What you were saying. Your vibes. You're trying to.
But I want to see if I can do.
Me trousers are
on the floor.
Nah, it's time for
that's
me
actually
to
closer
go,
than mine.
Yeah.
That's actually closer than mine.
Yeah.
So why do I know an Irish accent, but I don't know a British accent?
Yeah, we should have swapped it. 0-0, go ahead.
All right, cool. So basically, you guys say if your guess, my one, I'm the first go, I won, right?
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
And don't do the cheating stuff.
No, we don't go with cheating.
You guys will know exactly. From the first word that I say, you guys will know.
Jamaican.
Batman. You just spilled the whole bag of jet sauce all over my shirt, man.
That's Jamaican.
But his accent is so bad.
Batman. Me just spilled the whole shirt, jet chicken over my shirt, fam.
You know
that actually UK hood accent comes from Jamaican accent.
Yeah, actually.
A lot of things. Like even if I went, so, I found out baby mama.
Announce it.
Okay, guys, the winner of the voice actor challenge is...
I just want to give a shout out to my mom.
It's a guy that can't lie.
Fully. And then for our
long topic. You want to introduce it for us, then?
Long topic.
Okay, so our long topic, this is how we're going to end up. So, yeah. So, because this is... Oh, guys. Oh, my God. We didn't tell them.
Whatever.
This is the last episode for the year.
Oh, snap! My goodness!
So sorry. So, because this is the last episode of the year, there's not going to be any memberships. The long topic is going to be here. Thank you to all
our members, we do have a...
Yes, we do have a vlog for you on memberships. You have a little Christmas special, a little cute vlog for you guys.
Something we promised you guys so long ago, we actually went to do it.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
we're gifting you for Christmas with an extra long episode for the last episode of the year, but we have something extra, extra, extra special on the channel memberships, which is R149.99 a month, and then the Super Thanks is R19.99. So Super Thanks is just to say... Guys, you're doing a great job. Keep going. And the memberships is where you get to see exclusive content of us doing everything that we promised throughout the year. Some feminine hygiene, some skincare, some escapades, some that. So
some gallivanting.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, so our memberships topic. No, not memberships. Our topic for everybody. Our long topic for today. I can't find it.
Hold on.
But I know what it is in my head, but it just slipped my mind. It's I don't know why. So, I got it.
Okay.
Our long topic is, it's so wrong. The perils of self-doubt and how to overcome it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, sparkles. The perils of self-doubt and how to overcome it. Okay. I think one of the first questions is, what has caused you to doubt yourself and what made you realize you weren't too sure of yourself? You weren't as sure of yourself as you thought you were.
I think most people is based off people's opinions.
Mm.
And like for us as content creators, it would be like comments. Mm. And sometimes it could be like videos not doing as well as you expected it to do.
Yeah. I do think that numbers play a huge role in how... Well, yeah, they play a huge role in how you see your craft because we automatically equate that to the value of the craft. We think that it's high value content or that it's significant content or it's doing well because it's doing numbers. I think I think the disadvantage of our job is that we rely so much on good numbers for our confidence to feel like we're actually doing something, which is really detrimental because you can create really high quality, good content, but it may not reach the right audience at that time. Mm. Sometimes it's good to let content live so that in the next 2-3 years, you never know, that video itself might boom. But in the moment, it really does negatively affect, you know, the way that you view yourself and your craft in the moment. So I definitely agree with that.
Mm.
You?
When I think of this question, I think comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm, I was going to ask you on social media.
So, like, I think I've experience like bouts and seasons of self-doubt many a time before content creation.
Yeah.
Like just from comparing myself to someone else. Then I would start doubting myself. Because I remember even in primary when I became head girl, I didn't think I deserved the position.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was comparing myself to another girl and I thought that she deserved it more than me because of she was doing more well academically and everything like that. So definitely comparison has caused a lot of self-doubt.
I think for me, rejection has caused a lot of self-doubt. Rejection in so many different facets, like in work, in love, and all of these things, I think just made me really... And the crazy thing is that up until this year, I was a very, I was so certain of myself to the point that, like, in matric, somebody I tutored asked me, you know, how are you so sure? Like, how are you so sure things are going to work out? How are you so sure that you're going to pass? How are you so sure of your future? How are you so sure of yourself and so confident? And at the time, I could answer because I was. That's who I was. And this year, there are so many things that I was looking forward to. There were so many deals that fell through. There are so many, you know, especially because content creation became my primary source of income. So, like, not, things not, let me say, things not coming to fruition as they should have, according to plans that I made or communications that I had with this person and that person. Just those things not coming to life made me second guess a lot about my craft. So along with the numbers and some deals falling through, that really made me think, oh, am I not, like, you know, am I not doing enough and all of that? So that definitely made me doubt myself a lot when it came to content creation in particular. And I think also just, I think this year was the most tumultuous relationship I had with God. I know that in years where I was the closest to God, that's when I knew, you know, that's when I knew that I knew that I knew that things are going to work out. But there were so many times that I let my pride get in the way of things, and I handled things on my own, and I didn't consult God, and I, you know what I'm saying? I made a mess of things on my own, and that made me less certain of myself, because I know I made this mess, do you know what I'm saying, by going out on a limb and not praying and not doing all of the things that I was supposed to do. So it definitely caused a lot of self-doubt. What's the next one?
Has social media impacted your confidence in yourself and in your abilities?
Who wants to answer that first?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The reason why I say yes is because social media being the primary source of income.
Yeah.
Hey.
When your videos don't do well, it doesn't, I wouldn't say it affects like you, okay, planning to do big things, because obviously if your videos don't do well or something, or you're not thinking, you don't get as much as you planned to get, you know. But I wouldn't say it doesn't affect in me to say keep going. You know, so it maybe it'll slow me down. I'll be like, okay, cool, I want to do this crazy idea next because this didn't work out, but now I don't have the budget for it because that didn't work out, you know. But it wouldn't be a thing of like, now I lose confidence, I'm like, I don't want to do this no more, or it's maybe what am I doing is not good enough, or whatever the case may be. I feel like I'm at a good stage of like, I kind of surpassed that thing of not knowing if my content is good enough or what I do is good enough. A lot of things has turned to gold after like I've touched, you know. So I'm at a position where like I have less doubt in what I produce. Just like sometimes the finances don't, it stops me from producing what I want to produce.
To the level that you want to do that as well.
As we need investors. As content creators, we need investors.
Well, thankfully, there's that.
Or am I just increase CPM? It's fine.
Oh, please. Please, like, I can't be clocking less than 10,000 or 100,000 views.
Tomorrow at the meeting, we must go and say CPM. Yes. Tomorrow. We must just say CPM. But, you know, Omar has had this conversation with YouTube so many times. So many people,
your breath.
Yeah, so many people have had this conversation with SA YouTube so many times about our CPM. This is why content creators become inconsistent. Do you think if we were eating, we wouldn't be consistent?
Yeah.
Mm. And the thing is the value of the South African audience is very low. We cannot compare each other's AdSense and how much money another content creator is making, because some content creators get views internationally. So they are AdSense is higher than us. Because South Africans are watching our content, some of us, it's tough. It's very tough. We leave
just
it. Just
donate. Use the super chat.
Yeah, like guys. Super chats, memberships. Actually help us, because YouTube isn't doing anything for us.
Up on my plaque.
This is the only way. Like, this is how we maintain sustainability. Has it affected my confidence and in myself and my abilities?
Yeah.
Confidence in myself. Yes and no. Yes and no, because sometimes, I think I've gotten so used to people talking negatively about my appearance and my body that it really doesn't affect my confidence.
That's great.
I know how I look. So in that, no. Confidence in what I'm able to do, my abilities, yes.
Yes.
And guys, it's because there's no formula to this thing. Like, if there was actually a formula and it's like you work hard, you get rewarded.
Yeah.
You work hard, you get a thing. I think I'd be confident because I know that if I work hard, I can attain what I want. Maybe that's the comfort. That's the
guarantee.
Yes, that's the comfort with academics. You study hard, you're going to pass.
Yeah.
In content creation, in anything you do, it's not you study hard, it's not you work hard, you produce quality, you have numbers, you're gonna get A, B, C, D, and E. People get brand deals because of who they know.
Yeah.
Mm.
People get opportunities because of who they know. If someone doesn't like you, they can close your doors entirely, and that's not fair.
But there is a hack though.
Please teach me.
The hack is if you stay consistent, no matter who wants to touch your deals, no matter who wants to do
it, they will have no choice.
They'll come to you.
They'll have no choice.
And your numbers don't matter, hey?
No, I've actually seen that.
I actually agree with them. I've actually seen that. When we went on the Dark and Lovely trip, there were only, let's say, 3 major brands there. Like, individual brands.
Yes.
That I recognized, right? And even on social media. When I went and looked at all the people who were outsourced for the campaign, some of them didn't have the numbers that we have, or those three major brands had, but they had consistently put out good quality work, right? And that's why there was, I was like, what the heck? Like, you and I are doing the same campaign. It means that you're doing something that I'm not doing, and you don't have, even though you don't have the numbers
that I don't
have. A simple example I'll give you is like, look at the space of TikTokers. Let me not say TikTokers, skit makers and YouTubers. Because obviously YouTubers create long form videos, so it takes longer for them to upload. They get less deals. But you'll see the amount of people who create skits, every week they're dropping, every second day they're dropping, every third day they're dropping. They get so many deals because they're always in people's eyes and faces. Yeah. Remember, brands are always on Instagram looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the more you pop up, the more you're thingy. Sometimes they hear of you because you dropped one big thing. Oh, you did this one big thing. But if you every day dropping, they're gonna find you.
Yeah, no, consistency does do the most for you. Like, if you're consistent, you can make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the ultimate hack, man.
Yeah, that is the ultimate hack. But then, hey guys, the formula I equal completely. Like, I equal completely. It's there. But it's not there completely.
Yeah.
Especially there.
I know some people who have, for instance, I know a content creator who's consistent, right?
She's consistent?
Very consistent. Like, she posts almost all the time. She has a lot of followers, but she doesn't have a lot of engagement.
Mm.
Because the reason people initially went to engage for her was no longer there. You know? She doesn't get, opportunity. Like with brands and all those things. There's even a girl on TikTok. Her name is All Things Random. All Things Random posts every day on TikTok. Every single day. She has 100,000 followers on TikTok. She posts every single day. Her engagement rate is really good, but she's struggling to get brands, and she's so monetizable. Like, she posts, she's consistent.
When did she start though? When did she start?
I think at the beginning of this year. But I know someone who started also at the beginning of this year, who is consistent, who does do quality, kind of let's put them in the same bar line. And that guy is getting brand deals every day. It's because he aligned himself with people that can give you those brand deals. He put himself in the mix with us and all those things. So if I know you're popping up on this person's feed.
You're
popping up.
It's definitely a cheat. There's also consistency will get you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But there's also a cheat code to get things faster.
Yes.
And the cheat code to get things faster is to collaborate with people who are already
there. So he put himself around the environment with people who are getting campaigns, and because he has the consistency and the numbers,
and you see campaign. Also you can't compare the two people because one person is doing more than the other person is
fair.
Doing. You know, if it was just based off there's literally two people literally doing the exact same thing every day, we're posting, but we're all to ourselves thing, and then they get different numbers. That's a whole different situation. But if you say, okay, cool, you're doing 1, 2, 3, and I'm only doing 1, 2, and I expect to get the same numbers as you,
it's not gonna make sense. That's fair. No.
But consistency is key, bro. Trust me.
I must go home and edit. Anyways, when is did we ask you, Kaya?
Me?
Yeah, confidence, ability. Self-doubt.
Oh, social media.
Yeah, social media.
No, confidence. I don't care a damn.
Okay.
Genuinely, because I came into social media late. Like, late. The only time I realized that social media mattered to people was when I actually came to Queens in grade 11. Because people were so curious to get my Instagram handle and all of these. I'm like, hey, I tapped in with social media like that.
I kind of made that type of environment at Queens.
We were just kids. Like, we didn't have to care so much about social media. So, social media became a factor in my life very late now. Mm-hmm. And also when, even after the whole Smash Repairs and Adiola and all of that stuff, I still took really lengthy social media breaks. Because it wasn't my life. That's not what I, you know, that's not what I was familiar with. I preferred the real world. And you'll find that when I'm really having a good time with somebody, you're not going to see my phone. Because that stuff doesn't matter to me, right? And when you look at my algorithm, it's less about the people, it's more about the content. Like, you'll see short form, I mean, you'll see short films on my FYP, you'll see fashion content, but it's not about the person. That's so there isn't comparison for me to draw unless it's a comparison of the work itself, right? So social media hasn't impacted my confidence at all. It's all interpersonal relationships that have affected my confidence, you know? All of, like I said, all of the things that were supposed to happen falling through and all of that. Social media has always been for me, I've always known the reality of social media because I've been close to people who live different lives on social media, do you know what I'm saying? Who present themselves completely different on social media. So I know it to be a lie. Mm. It's never been something that has swayed me.
What are those people?
Hey.
Moving
next
swiftly.
Question.
Urong. Also, I think when it comes to self-doubt, one quote that like really moved me, especially in December, that woke me up. Somebody asked are the decisions you make on a daily basis influenced by faith or fear? Because both require you to believe in something you cannot yet see. And I was just like, what? And I realized in that moment that I was moved by fear because I was procrastinating a lot. And I was procrastinating because a part of me didn't believe that if I touched something, it would turn into gold. You know what I'm saying? I made excuses. I prolonged things. Or I wasn't proactive. And I didn't show up in spaces the best way because there's a part of me that just didn't believe in myself enough. Yeah. And that in itself is fear because you can't see the effect of this thing, but you've genuinely believed and you've convinced yourself that you aren't who you are. And I think, again, I'm grateful for the people around me who, there's a conversation we had on this couch like 2 weeks ago when you were talking about Hamuli. That also woke me up. I was like, Hamuli? That conversation. And then you spoke about like how, what happens when I walk into a room. And after that, now you remember.
Now I remember.
Hamuli, who's Hamuli?
She thingy.
He drove me once. Yeah. He picked me up once. And he's like, oh, I went to high school with Kaya. I'm like, oh, really? Like, oh. And then he basically described her as like, yo, but like, when she came into the school, she came in and she shake things up. Like, she lit up like this. Like, you knew she arrived.
Be able to tell because Vele, he owned the school. And he said, if our editor can put a clip here of that boy, he said, I'm running the school. Do you remember that guy? I'm running the school. But like, I don't think he noticed my impact because he had an impact of his own.
He was in his own way.
Yeah, no, he was in his own.
No, I noticed it. Obviously, I had to check what's happening in my department.
Yeah, we have to see what's
people
going
were
on.
Telling me, hey, this is the person, this is the new girl in town. Then we went to go make YouTube videos with her. She went to go get wrong answers on YouTube.
Please don't ever make those videos public again. Please.
The videos with the red hair in the class.
No, not even.
Like short hair.
There's videos of you with short hair.
School uniform,
blazer, tie.
And my blazer was massive. The blazer was massive and I had hella badges over here. Please don't release that footage, please, for my sake.
I need to see that footage.
No.
So release it.
No, the thing is, if he releases that footage, he's also releasing footage of himself in high school. Like, I don't think he
Bro, I was cool. Like, I had long hair.
Please.
I used to go around with the LV bag. Used to go with, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Skinny jeans. Come on.
His school pants were so skinny. Anyway, not the point. Not the point. The point that I'm trying to make here is after we had that conversation, I actually decided to be aware of my impact. And I realized that you are right, that every time I do walk into a space, the energy shifts, and it shifts in my direction, you know what I'm saying? It shifts in my favor, and it's not because of the way that I'm dressed or the way that I speak, it's just by virtue of who I am, right? And that just being cognizant of the fact that I'm being moved by fear changed my mind about myself completely. Mm. And I needed to change that fear into faith.
Mm. I must you answer think the next question.
Fear or faith? Given that you said you procrastinated a lot this year, you weren't consistent in all of those things,
yeah.
Do you think that was faith or fear?
I would say, I'd say both.
Yeah.
The reason why I say both is the faith part is knowing that even if I don't do anything,
mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the fear part is like, I think the times I'm more consistent is based off fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm loafing around, lazing around, is based off faith. Because I'm just like,
you make it a crutch.
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Which is not good, yeah.
Like making faith a crutch.
Yeah. It should be the way that you move on a daily basis.
Like you should walk with it, not
but the thing. But also you can't, it's not necessarily a crutch, because a crutch would be something of like that's like, how do I say it? The reason why faith wouldn't be a crutch is because I kind of walk with it, because it can, because you know, like with also like content creator and being creative. Oh, this is actually something that McGregor was mentioning to us, you know?
Yo, please. Oh my God.
He has a girlfriend. Love it.
So he was saying that as content creators and everything, we create art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why it was like, Muslim, whatever what people say and all those type of things, because we're creating art.
Yeah.
And art takes time to understand, all stuff like that. You know? And also, like, with that, like, with the faith part, it's like, it's a journey of art. You know what I'm saying? So in this journey, there's a lot of things that we don't know what the results of will be. So it's very important to kind of move in a direction of, like, not worrying
mm-hmm.
about the outcome and not worrying about rushing into things, because mm-hmm. that's when your art will be kind of destroyed, because now you're doing it out of like, mm-hmm. oh, I need to get paid, I need to pay bills, blah blah, all of that.
I think that's a good segue into like how do we overcome self-doubt when somebody's not confident in themselves and the work that they put out and how they show up in the world? How do they undo that?
I feel like one thing that I do personally is you look back to your achievement and you actually thank God for blessing you with those achievements.
Oh, absolutely.
And also you look back at the things that kind of broken you to the T and you thank God for overcoming those.
Yeah.
You know? Because at the same time, it's like it's a thing of like those moments could have killed you.
Mm.
You could have been done for, you know. And you know one thing that I always told myself from young, then every time something good ever happens to me, I always brag and I speak to myself and I look into myself in the mirror and I tell myself that, like, you know what, Allah loves you.
Mm.
You are what's it called, one of his favorites.
Yeah.
You know, he yeah, I can feel like I'm one of his favorites,
yeah.
Because there'll be times where like I do very wrong things, mm-hmm. and I just look back and I'm like, he could have just said, "Ah, you did this. I'm letting go of you.
Mm.
You're not gonna be who you are today anymore. I'm gonna let you be on your downfall." Because even like a lot of people think right now, like even this year, even myself
mm-hmm.
being a part of those people, I feel like this year is one of the years where like, when it came to like social media, I had like a really bad year
mm.
in terms of social media. That's what a lot of people think, you know? But if when I actually sit down and I look back, the only reason I had a bad year is because I was competing with myself. It wasn't because like, oh, other people surpassed me or other people did crazy, whatever. It's because that nigga who, whatever that nigga did the previous year and the previous year and previous year,
mm.
that's the nigga I'm trying to beat. And that nigga went really hard,
mm.
you know? Because, like, I was even thinking about, I was like, people were saying, oh, this nigga fell off, blah, blah, whoop, this. But this year, just, like, about a year ago, we did 400K views in a video, 500K views in a video, a million views. We had recently a million views in the last year or so,
mm.
you know? And it's like, why do I feel like these things are thinking? Because back in the days when we used to, like, do crazy numbers, we were doing 100K views in 24 hours, and it was like, meh. Like, yeah, you fell off 100K, you know? And it's like a million views was like, okay, cool, you did 3 million views this year, 4 million views this year, 5 million views in 5-6 videos. That was the like kind of the gist of it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And obviously this year, when you look at like the YouTube space, a lot of people have kind of left it. Like a lot of YouTubers that we kind of like said the OGs or whatever have left it, and like the new guys have came and taken over. But even with the new guys, they haven't reached our level as of yet. So that's why you can't really say we have fell off.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying?
That's true. Hey guys, we used to do crazy things. Yo, I remember Omar once said something to me that motivated me to push harder.
And I know what you're talking about.
I remember I went on this trip with 3,000 subscribers. I left that trip with 10,000 subscribers because of what he said. He was making a post. I'll never forget it.
She always mentions this.
I've never heard of it. Like, he was making a poster, right? And then he was putting, like, it was like for a meet and greet that we were doing at some mall. Like, they're in Cape Town.
Oh, goodness, what did you
say? And then basically, he put other people, it's like, you'll meet just Daddy G. Like, other people's names are big.
Yeah.
In bold. Then there's other people's names which are in, like, small, lit, like, small, like, font, like a very tiny font. You have to zoom to see those.
He was making the poster.
He made the poster and he made my name in the small tiny font. And I was like, yo, tough. And he's like, if you want to see yourself in the big font, you must work.
Damn.
And I was like,
that sounds exactly like you.
And I was like, eh. And guys, the way we used to work, but I remember like in for a vlogger, in 2 hours, 20,000 views.
Bro.
That's what we used to do, you know? So it's a thing of like, that's why it's hard to come back. Because you come back and you expect to get that same momentum, that same thing.
Competing with yourself.
Yeah, and then when you come and you're just like, I can't even make 20,000 views in a day anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because you're not used to that. And then you feel like you fell off. You feel like everything, like, oh, guys, that was hard.
This but also, you know, another thing you should do now is kind of go back to those times and days when you're hitting those 20K views and kind of look at how much content were you producing around that time.
That's true. I used to post like 3 vlogs a day.
Bro.
Like, and
This is the motivation in Cape Town. How many videos did you drop today? I just dropped one video just now. You're not working.
Yeah, I'm not working.
You're not
like, literally, like, we were competing how many videos we drop.
And in then a
now,
day.
Now we are in that season of trying to be bougie influencers. No, I need a week to edit and then I'll post it. And someone made a TikTok about this and be like, why would we want to watch your vlog knowing that you were in the trip last week? We don't care about a trip you were in last week.
Yeah.
We want to see the trip as it happens for you. Yeah. That's why we watch your stuff. This thing of like editing after 2 months, you were in Bali. We don't care about you being in Bali anymore. Yeah. It was dope when you said we were in Bali, when you posted you were in Bali.
You want to see now, you're in Bali, like, what you're doing?
We're in like the production phase. Now we want to try to like, and it's making it very difficult like to now like go back and maintain those audience because we're trying to be like everyone else.
And you know, one guy who hasn't kind of left that thing of posting in real time and now is Ghost, and that's the reason why he's about to hit 1 million subs out of all the people who went on that Cape Town trip.
Because
everybody, do you understand, guys, when we went in Cape Town trip in 3 years ago, Ghost is the only YouTuber who hasn't taken a month off.
That's true.
The only YouTuber who he has not gone a month without dropping.
Consistent.
This is like 3-4 years.
He's been consistent. Like, he never took a break, never gave, like, he didn't give people time to hammer.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even get tired of, you have no choice. You have no choice but to consume. And that's why he's reaching the milestones he's reaching, and he's reaching, oh, now I see it.
So yeah,
consistency is key. And even, they even said this on the stream, when he was coming to the stream, like, when he gives a motivational part on the stream, he showed his tattoo. He's like, the only thing that you need is consistency. Everything else you'll figure out through being consistent. You'll figure out what you're doing wrong. You'll figure out what this is going on, whatever, how to do it better, how to improve, as long as you're consistent. The minute you take the break allows you to forget what you did. So now when you take that break, people, you also get forgotten. Because like also we're in a very, weird phase because of TikTok. You know, TikTok now, people don't consume long form content no more. I know, like, I could just, if I wanted to right now, I can just leave YouTube and do short form content, and I know I'll be clocking in views like crazy because I know people are quick with it, you know? Whereas YouTube, if your thing is not as hard as you want it to be, you're not going to get views. We have short form videos that we have posted of our YouTube videos hitting millions of views, millions of views. Like, and you go on the YouTube video like, but this video did 30K views. How does this video have 1 million views? That don't make sense, you know? So, yeah, like I said, so consistency is key. You're going to figure out everything through consistency.
I think that's a wonderful approach to overcoming self-doubts, is just reminding yourself.
yeah,
all the times that you succeeded and all the times that you failed, but God brought you
out
of that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, this has been so good, guys. Like, I don't think I need to give any advice on overcoming self-doubt. Like, great. My self-doubt has been overcome on the couch during this conversation.
There have been so many wake-up calls in this conversation.
Like, it's like made me realize that, no, man, I must stop deep. Like, I think the reason why I used to be so good at vlogging and at YouTube is because I used to say YouTube is my hobby. I deeper too much.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I haven't dropped because I haven't edited. Before, I was to drop a video
you
without
it.
With no edits. With no edits.
There's the end credits.
Like,
you know,
literally.
They'll even remind you, hey, boys, it is part of. You know, what's it called? And until now, one of our biggest vloggers on YouTube space has been just Daddy G. And just Daddy G on a vlog, he's like this, oh my,
and
camera's dirty.
Camera.
And this part doesn't get cut out.
Yeah.
Literally his mouth hot, and that's on the vlog. And he's like, yeah. And I'm just like, why are people used to like that so much? Because it's so nice. Bro, this guy,
it's natural.
Breadcrumbs in the morning, all
like,
here.
Like, literally.
Not even a reshot. You're just like.
A video that did well, and it was the dumbest video on my YouTube. I was sick, y'all. My room was, do you know, a mess. It's giving like hoarders, like lifestyle. And I put the camera there and I said, let's clean this room with me while I'm sick. That video got views. Bruh, if you saw me,
it would be lovely to return to that vlogging style, actually.
Yeah,
I think it's coming back next year.
I hope so, because I think it will allow us to be more consistent, and it just brings back the ease of just let me say how natural and authentic it is to watch somebody just do them.
That's and gonna make us and you know, the only reason why I would not suggest people to do content with cameras and stuff like that and kind of use their phones and do the easy format is, one, production is expensive. Two, running a production needs a lot of arms, and you have to kind of learn all of that. During that phase where you're trying to figure out production and you're trying to get budgets for production, you're wasting time. Now, when you do it through your phone, quick and easy, you edit fast in a hurry, you drop now, real time. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for you to move to the next step, and you'll feel like you're accomplishing a lot more. Instead of like, oh, I'm waiting for my editor to send me this, I'm waiting for my editor. And the only people who can kind of handle production is when they got a lot of stuff going on. You can't be, because the thing is, what people don't understand with production is that it doesn't mean that because your editor takes a week to edit, you have to give him one video to edit. You don't work like that. If your editor takes 3, 4, 5 days or a week to edit, you gotta give him 5 videos. So the minute he's done with that, he's editing the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. So every week you're at least dropping minimum. You know, because the minute people do this, okay, cool, my editor just gave me my video now. Let me shoot the next one so I can send it to him and edit. 5, 6, dog, time is going.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, guys. So I guess, this was good.
This was a really good episode. Okay. What do we do at the end of episodes? I forgot.
We subscribe, like, comment.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for coming on our couch.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for bringing Elhaj and not King Omar. I mean, King Omar did show up.
Like when he started talking about work, he was like, work.
King Omar's a bit rude, you know, he doesn't even ask for permission.
Right, he's like, he's so straightforward. Don't work, you don't
need. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you so much for sticking with Thought Digest all throughout the year. 30 episodes in.
Damn.
It's been a really eventful year. We've been seeing you guys' Spotify raps.
Yeah.
It's called Spotify raps.
Yeah.
We've been seeing that, guys. Somebody spent over 1,500 minutes listening to Thought Digest. And in my mind, I'm like, that means you've been listening to us over and over and over again. Some episodes twice. And we really, really appreciate you guys, because we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have gotten the brand deals that we've gotten without you guys. We wouldn't be charting without you guys. So we are so grateful.
Before you close off, what's one goal or one thing you guys want to do next year for Thought
Live
Digest?
Podcast.
I was about to say the same.
So next year, I want to, I genuinely want to do a live podcast for you guys. I think this is the last time we're doing a podcast, but I do want to do something for them at the end of the year. I want to go live on TikTok. And then basically all our major podcasts, like episodes, like the controversial things, we revisit those things on TikTok where you guys can join the live and actually interact with us.
Crazy.
I want us to do that as a goodbye year end thing. So this is the last time you're going to see us on a podcast couch like
this. Yeah, yeah.
But then maybe you'll see us on TikTok. I really want to make it happen for them.
But that's a fantastic idea.
So
when are we expecting the live show?
I think it's fair to give them a date today.
Yeah, like
for
now.
The live show.
Yeah, like
a month.
No, give them a month.
A live show.
Yeah, next year. I'm thinking good time. August, September.
August, September.
Yeah, no, shame. Yes,
August, September. Let's do
that. And then the TikTok one, I'm thinking before everyone goes on holiday. So, and you guys shoot on Thursday. Next week, Thursday?
Yeah, we can do this.
Cool. Y'all got it here first, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you guys so much. You know what to do. You must like, comment, share, subscribe. Listen on Spotify if you can. And I want you guys to comment the stars.
A crown?
Oh, for King of... Okay, fine. A crown. Yeah. Comment a crown. Yeah, for him, whatever. Just
kidding. And remember, get money or you go suffer. This life no balance.